you know, most of the investors, I would say, think that your accounting and bookkeeping fees are not worth a dollar or a penny. You know, they don't know the value. So you sometimes it's just like you get what you pay for. It is not more what they're missing, it's what they don't know. And it is not about the bookkeeper, it's about the investor, the real estate professional hiring the person to do the work. Like any other employee, you need to vet that person.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm so excited to introduce our amazing guest for the day, Geetha Faust. Geetha, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Sujata. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, really excited to have Geetha on today. Geetha is the owner of Fast Track Consulting, a QuickBooks solution provider. She's located in the greater Philadelphia, Pennsylvania region, and she has earned the recognition of being included in the top 10 and top 100 QuickBooks Pro advisors for multiple years. So really excited that accounting and bookkeeping are such important areas of focus for real estate investors. And, you know, I know Geetha has a focus on helping real estate investors. So let's please get into it. Geetha, will you tell us a bit about how and why you got into this space? And then, you know, why you guys focus on real estate professionals?
So, you know, I started in 2001 when I had a physical, I was in an accident and lo and behold, I could not sit for more than 10, 15 minutes, 5 minutes at a time. So I had to quit my full-time job and stay at home to recover. After a few years, that was in May 1995 and I was pregnant at that time. Thank God everything was fine with the baby. My son is of course 26 now. Yes. And I had to decide what to do, sit home and do what after I recovered at a certain point. And then I could sit for an hour, 2-3 hours at a time. I decided I needed to do something for myself because I could not go get a full-time job. Being in the professional with education, I was an accountant, so that was an easy transition for me to start my own business. As I grew, everybody talked about building a niche. And I didn't find the niche till one day a client walked in and said, you know, I have one real estate, one property. Can you help me? So we said, of course, yes. So we did. And slowly as he got the confidence, he said, I have more properties, not one. So that became a huge client. And I loved the industry because each and every transaction was unique. And it had to be tracked a certain way. And that opened my eyes to the industry. And since then, I've been flying high in the real estate industry.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I think that's very interesting. I'm excited to get into kind of, you know, how it is that you like to serve your real estate clients. Like, what are some gaps that you see in clients, you know, accounting practices or bookkeeping practices when they're coming to you?
Right. So everybody thinks, you know, using paper and pencil and Excel, even technology has advanced. Many of them are still using Google Sheets or things, which is fine. There's nothing wrong as long as you know how to double check your work. So, and they think accounting is easy just because money is coming in and money is going out. But the truth is there's so much money that is just sitting there unaccounted for that it does not touch your bank accounts, which needs to be recorded. And what happens when you're using this third-party software that does not make sense and does not give you a full solution like a property management software, is there to manage properties, not for financial accounting, especially for the investors, you know, to know what their assets, liabilities, and equity is. So the main gap is investors don't understand that they need to track each property's assets and liabilities and equity as well, just not money coming in and money going out.
Okay, interesting. And why is that so important for them?
You know, say you have a property, Airbnb, right? And you purchase it for $50,000, you know, the value, the crazy value that has gone up is say $100,000, right? So if I come and say, hey, I want to buy your property for $75,000, how do you know how much money you have spent and how much money you have invested and what your equity is on that specific property? Leave alone the market value, right? Yeah. You still need to look at what you have, what your equity is for each property. And then you also need to do some tax planning if you're willing, if you're going to sell it. So then you know what your profit is. You can go and sit with your tax advisor and tax strategist and decide whether you want a 1031 or do you want to sell it, you know, just plain simple, like buy and sell, or what you want to do. You need to know your bottom line numbers, right? Of course, if he's going to offer us 100,000 or 115 or 10,000, definitely we are going to go for it, right? But if he's going to come down lower than the value, you need to rethink the strategy. Second, if you're going to reinvest that money, is that $75,000 a good payout? I would definitely say no, unless that property is really needs more repairs and improvements before you sell it. So the other reason is by keeping track of each and every transaction, you would know, for example, your appliances, when you purchased it, how many years you have warranty. You can record it right there in your accounting software. So all you have to do is pull up a report by property and look at the details on the back end. And you want to know what your cash flow is also.
Yes, very important. And when before people come to you, what are they typically, and you kind of alluded to this, but what are people typically doing, you know, as far as bookkeeping before they come to you?
They're doing it themselves.
Uh-huh.
That is the main reason they come to us. They come to us to clean up their QuickBooks because their numbers do not make sense when they go to file the tax returns.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, they come to us saying, well, we have a bookkeeper. Okay. So does that bookkeeper, the first question I ask them is, what is their experience? Right. Oh, they have been doing bookkeeping for other industries and then we hired them. Well, real estate is a totally different animal. Right. You have to know the industry. You need to learn the daily transactions that go in and how you guys wheel and deal, how the investors wheel and deal on in at all levels. Being an investor myself had made it very easy for us to understand that and grasp that knowledge, right? So putting two and two together for us was easy. And then on top of it, you don't stop there. You still have to get educated with the industry standards. Not only about accounting and taxation, even with the industry coaches and mentors, what they're talking about, you know, what the funding guys are talking about, you know, what each and every segmentation, syndication. So once we started with one type of segmentation of real estate clientele, we quickly jumped into more. So now from the residential, we added flips from there on. And then we went to commercial and vacation rentals, syndication, short-term rentals, storage units. I mean, there are, you know, nurses who come, traveling nurses. I mean, the list just keeps on going on. And then even the investors, as they grow, they build their own entities. So they may have four or five. They may have a property management company. They may have a construction company. They may have just one rentals. Do you see how they grow? Once they grow, it becomes a family. And then at the end, you do need a consolidated financials for all the properties to know where you stand.
Yes. And, you know, it is interesting, like, because with our, as investors, you know, we're investing in multiple types of properties and multiple types of deals, you know, syndications, our own active portfolios. And so to be able to like bring that all together as you grow
is pretty important, right? And, you know, why is that important as a real estate investor, would you say, to be able to put it all together?
It is, because then they know where they stand, get their tax strategist, tax planning. They know what the next level is, because now I've seen many investors get together, they do JV partners or just partnerships and, you know, build a syndication. They get trust, you know, they get the LLCs and LPs and you name it. There's a whole strategy behind that. But without having your numbers that makes sense, you cannot take that next step.
Right, for sure. Yeah, it's so important to have visibility into that to make sure you're making the best decision possible, right? Otherwise, you're just kind of guessing and, you know, that will get you, you know, ahead, but it might not maximize the efforts that you're putting into your business, right? And so if you really want to make the most of it, then having that visibility, it does get to a point where it's, you know, it becomes a worthwhile, necessary expense for your business growth.
True. And the biggest issue is overhead. You know, we have so many coaches and mentors out in the real estate industry, right? And nobody talks about overhead expenses. So that overhead expenses, you need to segment that between each property, at least at the end of the year. We do it every month for a few of our clients, but you have to, you know, split it between those properties to really know what your cash flow is. You don't know your cash flow till you split that overhead expenses between all properties you own or even prospects.
For sure. And then it can help you with goal setting too. So once you really know how much money you're bringing in per deal or whatever, then, you know, and what all your expenses are, and then you can actually make goals that are more aligned with what you really want to achieve, right? And so, I mean, because that's kind of where, you know, I always focus on, like, well, I can focus on my goals, right? But if I don't know if my goals are kind of not based on very good, you know, backup numbers or understanding exactly what that goal is going to achieve for me, you know, the bottom line, then it's not so helpful. So it does make a lot of sense to need to be able to split those overhead properties on. So what do you think, like, you know, when most people say they have a bookkeeper, what are they not doing, you know, correctly or well?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
You know, most of the investors, I would say, think that your accounting and bookkeeping fees are not worth a dollar or a penny. You know, they don't know the value. So sometimes it's just like you get what you pay for. It is not more what they're missing, it's what they don't know. And it is not about the bookkeeper, it's about the investor, the real estate professional hiring the person to do the work. Like any other employee, you need to vet that person, right? If you don't, then you can't blame the bookkeeper or the person who is entering the data that they did it right or wrong.
Yeah, definitely.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So we're not talking about the qualification. I'm trying to bring awareness to the real estate professional, to the real estate industry, that like anything else, like you vet the contractor or the one who's funding you the money, you know, whether they're giving the right deal, it's the same thing. You need to vet that bookkeeper. And the bookkeeper should not only be a bookkeeper, it should be the controller and be a fractional CFO.
Okay. Yeah.
Understands the industry and gives you what you want. And that's what we are, right? So if somebody comes and says, we just want bookkeeping, we say, well, we do offer bookkeeping services, but that's not all we offer. That's not what our package is. A package is a whole package that comes in. You're going to get what you really need to grow your business, meet your goals, you know, stay out on the buying spree and making that cash flow and making that money churn for you. So when they go get loans, this is the biggest thing. When they go get loans, they all come running and at tax time. Say, our balance sheet, the guy saying, a balance sheet does not look right. I said, of course it does not look right, right? So the other big mistake they make, everybody, most of them make, they don't split between their principal, interest, and escrow as they're paying it.
Okay. Yeah. You mean they don't like split it out and categorize it properly?
Right. Right. And they wait till the end of the year to the tax preparer to figure it out.
For sure. Interesting. So, you know, I've heard this concept before, but can you explain to me what a fractional CFO is and why that would be, you know, beneficial and like what size firm would want to maybe consider taking that on?
So we have clients who have only two properties and we still offer the same full service and they love it. And from those two clients, we have grown so fast that those have only few handful properties because they love our services and they have had experiences from other bookkeepers that they have not got that service that we offer. So what does a fractional CFO does? They look at a whole picture of your business and of all your properties and all your expenses. Also, they analyze, we analyze it and we guide the clients and ask them questions and give them suggestions at the same time. So that plays a big part. So one big example was the closing statements, right? You have to learn to read the closing statements because when you're making the deal and closing the property, you're reading it, but then you're missing some. So we saved one client over 5-6 years around $100,000 from their closing statements. At closing, they used to withhold money when the deposits for some repairs, and they would not refund it. So, and the clients would say they would just be going, buying and selling properties and they forget about it. Now, if it was accounted accurately, you could see it on your books, on your financials, right? Yeah. And when you have a mortgage and you're paying escrows, you need that escrow money, what is left over, back. And clients were missing that too. They would say, oh, it's only a couple dollars here, a couple dollars there, just let it go. But when you are constantly buying and selling, that couple of dollars add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we analyze each and every document that comes in. We analyze their reporting. We compare it to the other properties. We give them the financial reports. We talk to them where to increase or decrease or watch out for what expenses. If they are, we compare their rent rolls with their actual money they have received every month. We balance their security deposits, last month rent. I mean, the list keeps on going on. We reconcile all their loans. We help few of our clients get refinancing as well and, you know, offer whatever support they need.
Yeah, for sure. Interesting. So, and then in terms of the compensation for the fractional CFO, what does that look like?
Oh, boy. You can start from $1,000 and up.
Okay. When I hear the word fractional, are they fractional owners of the company or what does that mean?
So, you know, usually you hire a controller full-time or a CFO full-time. We are not the full-time CFOs for them. We work part-time.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. So that makes sense. So it's basically fractional just means that you're not full-time because maybe they don't need a full-time person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. And so what would you say, obviously technology is changing quite a lot and there's, you know, more and more tools. What is kind of your way of like automating or what would you say about automation and how that's helping people in this particular aspect of their business?
So it all starts from the documentation, you know, whether it's a receipt, you go to a Home Depot, you bring a receipt and they hand you the receipt or they email it to you. Or you just snap a picture and put it, upload it somewhere. So it starts from that moment, the time that you purchase the product, whether you go in person in a store or you're sitting on your computer and just ordering things, right? And the information should all be there on that piece of paper. And the most thing everybody misses is the property name, right? If they don't have the property name, you can't go forward with anything else.
Okay, yeah.
So it's the first documentation that comes in the door has to be forwarded to the person who is helping you out in your accounting department.
Okay, but that won't be the fractional CFO. That'll be somebody else.
That would be whole. So, you know, we are a full outsourced accounting department, right? So we have all these different team members doing certain part of the work, right? So everything needs to come to us and we just delegate it in our team who does what, like an outsourced, you know, like a department you would have in your office, accounts receivable person, accounts payables, payroll, you name it. Right? Purchase order, work orders, and so forth. The same way we do it, right? So all the paperwork has to come in. The paperwork has to flow in. And what happens, we have educated our team members on what happens and what does not happen, right? If they see something that is off, it's just not on the normal day-to-day routine transaction on that piece of paper or something is written off, then it goes to the client or the higher up team in our office to go and look at it and decide for what it is and what is not. So, you know, it's a whole team effort and it starts from the bottom to the higher level management to for the workflow and the procedure and the process we have to put in place. It's the same thing like building a room or an office, right? Or a kitchen. You need, it's a step-by-step, you hire a contractor, the contractor knows step-by-step what he needs to do. And that's the same thing. We are contractors that we know step-by-step what to do. So if somebody is doing it by themselves, then they would need to learn the process. They need to learn the procedure, the workflow for the accounting department as well. So it's hiring the right person always for any job you do that goes with accounting as well. And, you know, fixing the kitchen, right? Or getting a whole new or just painting the cabinets or whatever the purpose may be, or getting a new roof, right?
Well, I certainly love your passion for the minutiae of tracking all this stuff and getting it all just right, because it's certainly not my forte, but you know I need it. So
always here to help.
Awesome. Well, you know, thanks so much for covering, you know, what a fractional CFO could potentially do for a real estate investor, and, you know, just your passion for providing the service for real estate investors and helping them in all other businesses. Really, really enjoyed and learned a lot, Geetha. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
You can definitely Google me, you know, Geetha Faust, and you'll land on one of my websites or posts out there on the internet, whole internet. Well, if you guys need help, let me know. If you want a quick chat, just give us a call and we can definitely help you out with. We do have DIY courses also. And one of our websites are realestateaccounting.com, which we are still building. It should be ready in a few weeks.
So if they go to your LinkedIn, will that take you to some of your offerings?
Yes.
Okay.
They will.
Perfect. Yes. Well, we'll make sure to have all the links in the show notes, and please check out Geetha's stuff. I mean, clearly she's got a wealth of knowledge and experience helping real estate entrepreneurs and investors really get it right on the accounting front, which is very important, and bookkeeping. Yeah. Just like taking a step back and getting a big picture so that you can set your goals and really crush it. So thanks so much, Geetha, for coming on the show. We will see you next time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Sujata. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.